Welcome to this week's edition of Focus Fridays here on WKLM as we celebrate our one-year anniversary. Focus Fridays is brought to you by
Hobbrins Insurance, Home Siding, Rhodey's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire.
I'm Melissa Patrick with WKLM's Focus Fridays, and with me today I have Holmes County Commissioner Dave Hall.
Thanks so much, Commissioner Hall, Dave, for coming in with us and sharing as we celebrate our nation's birthday this week and our year-long celebration next week. And so for the listeners out there, in a case you haven't guessed, I have a double episode here with Commissioner Hall. So thanks for doing that with me.
Melissa, thanks for having me. It's been, I know you've been asking to get me on here, and now that you've had the segment for about a year, it's time for me to be on here and let's discuss things.
Well, it worked out because so many of the guests that we've had on here throughout this past year all end up tying back to the Holmes County Commissioner's office. And so it seemed right to try to get as many of those as possible in before having a commissioner come and talk.
Actually, I do listen to your the Friday event. It's intriguing because you hear the connection. They bring up the connection that we have the Board of Commissioners it could be a funding connection, it could be a board appointment, it could be anything else. So it's good to hear from every one of our partners who have been interviewed with you.
And so one of the other reasons we're doing a two-parter is because the Office of Commissioner is a lot of stuff to do. It's not just sitting in a meeting Monday morning and making appointments and doing resolutions and proclamations. There's a lot that goes behind it.
There's a lot in the process. We're mandated a lot by the state and also the funding side of it mandating. And so we do have a lot. We're the extension of the state of Ohio and Columbus. We do their work at the local level.
That's just a summary of all the things we're going to discuss in our next 2 weeks. So if you want to hear all about the commissioner's position, you're going to need to make sure to tune in this week and next week. And so on that note, let's start at the beginning. This is not your first time being commissioner. This is the second go round.
Yes.
So when did it start?
Everything?
All of it.
Okay.
Your political career.
Okay.
Let's not take it all the way back.
Well,
your political career.
Well, I have to go a little bit kind of far back of when our son was 5, he was going to enter kindergarten. I'm going way back, but there's a reason why.
Careful, because your son's about my age.
Yes. So that's true, Melissa. And so what happened, they were doing some changes for kindergarten. We were registering him for kindergarten. There were some changes. Well, a group of parents were getting kind of rowdy about that, and they were going to go to the school board. And I thought, well, I'll just be a spectator at this meeting. Well, I went there, and they were having issues back and forth. And then someone said, well, how about you, Mr. Hall? What do you think? So I brought up I thought was a common sense thing. And all of a sudden, I got reeled in to be a leader in that. So why? And that just, I didn't know I had that in me. I mean, it's just a matter of voicing what I thought was common sense. But then I got involved with a recreation board and board recreation. And then an opening came up here in Holmes County to be the county park district director. So I was appointed that in a challenging time because of the economy and everything else. And we were able to expand a lot of services at that time. And then all of a sudden, people were saying, you would be county commissioner material. You know, I never thought of seeking out a position, elected position. It was one of those things that found me. And
it's funny how those things happen.
Yes. And one of the things that was, I was able to win that election back in the later 90s and served 10 years as a county commissioner. And during the great ice storm, I was sitting in this very building with, at that time, Mark Lunsinger, going through an epic disaster of ice storm disaster. And the 10 years that I served gave me some experience of what, you know, what maybe would be better and everything else down the road. Well, that time, Columbus sought me. They said, hey, you've been doing a lot of good work in Holmes County. Would you consider being a state representative? And I thought about it, but every time it was seeking me again. And so I decided to go after that. So I had a good career there, term limit after 8 years. I rose up in leadership. I was a chairman of a very powerful committee, the Agriculture, Natural Resources, Environment Committee, and received many Legislative Year awards on my work. I always pass it on my team's work and my committee work. They deserve the award as much as me. Then became the chairman of all chairmen down at the State House, working on educating chairmen on policy, how to get bills passed, and did a lot of work. You know, there's a point that I didn't go to the governor's office. I came down to my office at the point. And I always messed with John Kasich, Governor Kasich, that time, and worked hand in hand on a lot of policy at that level, which was environmental issues. I've got a lot of environmental awards, but also other awards in every field that you would think, wow, you know, I had to kind of open up my ideas of what we need to do to pass a bill and move forward, because I've always said it's hard to pass a bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bill that
especially, you know, a clean bill,
because everyone wants to put an amendment in a bill and then it doesn't become a good bill. Then you vote, people will go back and say, what did they do? You know, because of amendments to bills. So after I was term limited out, I decided I'm at the age I probably could, you know, retire. So I went back working on a farm at the Killbuck Farm my brother and I own, just kind of messing around down there. I get a call saying, President of the United States, Donald Trump, wants to talk to you. So long story short,
it'd be nice to get that call.
Yeah. Long story short, I became a presidential appointee of President Trump. I was put in a position called USDA, Department of Agriculture, Rural Development. I oversaw a large staff and was able to work on housing funding for people to get houses, to rural business of loans, to the process of anything. I mean, we were doing a lot of things, infrastructure dollars. I was traveling all over the place, all the United States, in that position. So then because the president had lost after his first term, I had to leave the same day he had to leave. So there was a process of offboarding me, like the president mm-hmm. had to be offboarded. So did that and decided to go back home. And then all of a sudden, their Commissioner Rob Ault said he wanted to step down. So I went after the appointment process, won that, and then here I am. I just finished the process of getting reelected to be the representative for the Republican Party this November.
And so that's your political history in a nutshell. We've got so much more to talk about, what the position does and how you make those decisions, but we've got lots of time to talk about it. We're going to take a little break here. This is Commissioner Dave Hall. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. We are stepping back in here with Commissioner Dave Hall. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. And I think your title is probably one of the easiest titles I've had to say in our Focus Friday through this whole year. There, some folks have quite the title, but even though it's a short title, it's a big job. And you guys keep the county running. There's three of you. What are the qualifications? You know, we heard kind of your background and how you got into the position in a light summary form, but what did you have to become a commissioner?
First off, you know, you have to be a resident of the county for over a year. What I like seeing in a lot of counties, and I used to sit on the county commissioner's state board, and you want someone to bring something to the table. And so there's no real qualification, but it's nice to have three different people from three different walks of life so that everyone has an idea of, or an expertise, but that was really just of being a citizen of the county. Anyone who would like to go after a seat, you have to go through the process of, there's a couple processes. I mean, you either select a party, a Republican or Democrat, work through that process and be the nominee voted in, or you can be an independent. So there's those vehicles, but there's really no
election law rules, really.
Election law rules, what happens after you're elected, and I'd helped in that process as newly trained our association I was part of, training the new commissioners to be brought up to speed on all the things that are on your plate. And what I found out through the years that the people assume, oh, you only do this. Mm-hmm. But there's so much, Melissa, that details the job of a county commissioner, because as we stated prior, that we impact a lot of organizations, a lot of groups, a lot of, you know, I would say as a county commissioner, you do, there's nowhere in this county you're not driving or walking or being part of that the county commissioners have been working with entities to make Holmes County a better place to live.
And so is that course that you mentioned, is that a requirement that new commissioners have to go through?
Yes. It's usually held in like the end of January after the election year. There, we bring them down to Columbus for a 3 to sometimes 4 day session where we give them booklets, give them up to speed education process where here's what you're going to see. Because when I've been part of teaching that training, a lot of people are going, I did not know this. All these elected officials, the county commission officials, newly elected, they're going, oh, I didn't know the job was this large and how difficult it can be. Because, you know, as people think, well, we show up on Monday and that's about all we do. And
maybe Thursday, you know.
Yeah, and it's not that. There's a lot of going out and we could talk about that later, but the position of there is education, ongoing education for the commissioners. We have conferences that we're required to go or should go to at the state level. So we are engaged on that. You know, with my experience, I'm able to not have to go to the, didn't have to go to those. And so I help teach them when needed.
And as you said in the first segment, you are an extension of the state, so you got to know what they're sending down to you.
Yeah, that's a lot of people don't understand. That's a, you know, they think, well, the county commissioners, they just can create laws, do things, and poof, it's done. No, we have to abide by the rules of a revised code, what the legislators pass in Columbus. That's what we have to deal with. So a lot of people say, well, Commissioner Hall, why don't you just create a law here that outlaws this or does this? We cannot do that.
As much as you'd like to.
Yeah, we would love to. I mean, I'd love to have that power to say, okay, we can fix it. Let's do it the Holmes County way of, you know, let's, you know, dealing with roads or bridges or something like that, or e-bikes.
E-bikes
or,
is a big
or,
one.
Or, you know, so I get a lot of calls saying, hey, Commissioner, just create a law. We'll do this. We can't do that. That's a legislative process in Columbus. Then it has to be signed off by the governor. And those things, you know, you'd wish you could, you know, do something and people say, oh, just do it. I can't. I'm not allowed to. We don't have the Board of Commissioners does not have that power.
You have resolutions and proclamations.
Yep. And those are the issues we deal with. We have those. And then we have the power of the budget. We have that. So when those are things we deal with on a constant basis, because our duties are limited to what the state allows us to do. And you know, we can say, okay, you know, Commissioner, you know, we can ask the legislators to pass a bill. So what we use is our association to lobby down there to try to get things passed. And every elective office has their associations who are trying to get things passed, like property tax reform and things like that, that are sometimes can be successful in little ways, but there's a lot more to work to be done on that one.
And if you want to hear more about how you get laws passed and what the state legislators do, you can go back to our episode with our state rep, Mark Heiner, and see where that gets stalled at. And so you guys have a good working relationship with him, hence where we mentioned you guys work with a lot of the folks I've interviewed.
Yeah, and that's it right there, because we see hurdles and roadblocks for groups up here in Holmes County, and we're constantly saying, okay, this needs to be changed in Columbus. And fortunately, I have the background as a legislator, so I'm able to talk the talk with our Representative Heiner or our State Senator Brenner, and we can say, okay, here, how do we fix this? How do we change things? And man, both have been accommodating to the point of, I mean, they've been brought up to speed really quick. I helped mentor State Senator Brenner when he came into as elected office. I was chairman of a committee at that time, like I stated before, and helped him walk him through the process. But there we are. We're in constant contact with, I am constant contact, the commissioners are constant contact with these legislators, with the governor's office, because what they do impacts us. I mean, and that's the frustrating thing when you get a call and you say, Commissioner, you need to create a law. And I have to say, I'd love to, but here's the process. We're going to have to talk to our legislators.
And, you know, we started with qualifications, and it really sounds like the biggest thing to have going into the commissioner position is experience in community.
That is important, that and common sense approach to, I mean, you have to put that in there, because I've seen in Columbus and elsewhere, you think, why isn't there common sense in a
well, you see that in more
process
than just that, let's
yeah,
be honest.
Yeah, and you really, it's, you do have to want to have a background on so many different areas, because when you become commissioner, and I guarantee Commissioner Miller and Commissioner Strauss will say that there are so many things you're involved with you never thought you would be involved with, from infrastructure to different kind of funding to grant process. There's so many things that we are involved with.
And we're going to learn about a lot of them. I don't know if we'll hit all of them, but we're going to hit a lot of them as we continue through our 2-episode series with Commissioner Dave Hall. And so we're going to take a quick little break here. That is Commissioner Dave Hall. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. We're going to go ahead and welcome back Commissioner Dave Hall here on Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. And like many of the guests that I've had here on Focus Fridays, probably 99% of them, when you ask, what is a day in the life of like for you? They say, every day is different. And I have a feeling, I just, this little inkling, that you're going to tell me the same thing.
Yeah, Miss Liz. that is, no day is the same as a life of a commissioner. Usually you get emails and text messages and sometimes calls about 4 a.m. You start out the day. And yes, you're welcome. I'm into helping you out there. But no, really, we get those. And that is, you know, you return those messages. You want to, you know, be very responsive. It could be direct message on Facebook. It could be anything. Get a lot of those before the day even begins. And then usually, you know, getting to the office early, starting to setting the stage. You think you have the schedule set, but schedule changes quickly. You have to be able to pivot and be flexible on some.
Well, hey, there's a new meeting.
Yeah, well, and that's what happens. Or someone will say, hey, can you come and talk to us? Or is it something that, you know, you're putting out a fire, you know, not physically, but you're dealing with an issue that needs to be addressed.
A hotbed issue.
Yes. And so it becomes, the day can change quickly. It can be to the point, all of a sudden a weather issue happens. Or you know, Jason Troyer, our EMA, is giving me, the board, an update. Here's what's happening. The day in life of each commissioner can be different, because each commissioner sits on boards that we're required to sit on. You know, it could be a family and children first council board. It could be any kind of board that we sit on, that we have appointed people to that board. We are part of that process that the state mandates us to do. So we do not just have, oh, we sit here and wait on things. There's always board commitments. I think each one of us has five or six of those. And we split, you know, whether it's like 15 or 14 or 15 of those boards. But we split those up and we go to the board meetings with our partners that you have interviewed, many of them, or we're sitting down with department heads and discussing, you know, their challenges or what's new in a law that may have been passed in Columbus or in Washington, D.C. I have not brought in Washington, D.C. and what they do at the Capitol. So those things impact a lot. And so when we get a call, we need to address those things and figure out a game plan, how to address them as a team. So there's many things, but during the day, you're constantly saying, oh, I've got to do this. I have a structured schedule I do, but in between, there's a part of I got to pivot to something else quickly and return to the structured schedule. Then usually in the evenings, there's meetings that are available out in the county and the communities, working with communities on grant funding or their challenges of what growth areas we're having, up to infrastructure challenges in our communities. So those things happen. Then usually I try to follow up with more emails, usually around 8:30, 9 o'clock, and sometimes later, and try to get in bed sometime between that, but because
maybe a couple hours of sleep there.
Yeah, but usually it can be different. I mean, and it's, I will say this, and people pause for Sunday morning for church, but it's 7 days a week. I mean, in a day in life of me, I'm not allowed to go to the grocery store anymore with Anita. Because it becomes a three-hour adventure at the local grocery store or anything. And, you know, that's part of it. And it's part of being, and we both understand that world. But you want to pause. You want to talk to people who come up to you. And it's, I feel like you're a doctor on call. You know, you've taken on this duty as a county commissioner. You're going to pause, and I think all elected officials do that really well in Holmes County, pause and talk to the community, and we're accessible. Being a small county, we don't have, you know, in our office,
there's
we don't,
nowhere to hide.
Yeah, and we don't have a county administrator. The three commissioners do the duties. Most counties have county administrators. We don't. We take on that role as a group.
And you yourself are also, you talk about getting messages and emails and working with EMA Director Troyer on weather issues. And you try to make sure that the county knows what's going on. If something serious is happening or there's something important, you've been very quick about getting weather notifications, whether it's a thunderstorm in the summer or a snowstorm in the winter. Mm-hmm. And sharing with people, hey, avoid this area, or hey, there's some trees down here, or the power's out here. Or,
well, that right there, I used my experience my first time as county commissioner when we had ice storms and floods. The only resource I had that time was a radio station coming out and talking to radio station, giving people update. Well, when we had the derecho, I just started appointed week before for my new this position.
Yeah,
again.
Both you and Jason got trial by fire there.
We had that derecho wind, powerful windstorm, and I remember it was about 1:15. Chris Young and I met at his engineer's building, and we had to cut our way through Holmes County to get up there, and he had some crews get there, and we were discussing how do we get that information out. And I looked at my phone and said, social media. That's where it came from. And so Chris got the plow trucks out, put the plows on, and started, you know, plowing away in the middle of a summer, getting rid of the trees and trying to get to a location. So that experience right there, doing social media, you know, I get a lot of direct messages from people who are living out of state, but their parents are still, elderly parents are still at home. So I make sure they'll call me or they're usually direct message me and say, is there a chance you can stop by and see how they're doing? So kind of use that as I'm going out, I'll stop by and boy, it's been an experience. The people of this county, how they'll help anyone in a tough decision. And when I do stop by, and now I get these regular calls from these seniors who stop by, and now I get some chocolate chip cookies, maybe hot chocolate during this and stuff. But it's been great. I mean, in a difficult time in weather, people or anything in Holmes County, people stand up strong. And I got one thing about that storm of derecho. The Cleveland newspapers and TV stations came down, and they wanted to ride with me, and I just had a Jeep. I said one at a time. So the one major TV station was riding around with me, and we were in Benton area where it was, you know, mm-hmm. slammed pretty hard, and it was the TV guy says, we got to stop. Got to interview your county workers. I said, those aren't county workers. Those are Holmes Countyans helping Holmes Countyans. And he goes, wow, that's impressive.
Even better.
Yeah. And they said, so everyone owns a chainsaw. I said, yep. And plus they probably all have shotguns too. Everyone.
And he goes, like, we're staying in the Jeep.
Yeah. They got a little taste of what Holmes County helps each other out. And we were seeing that across Holmes County, east and west, saying we had a major issue and we were blessed. No one got hurt and everyone helped each other out. So it was great. You know, I see that, but I'm doing that because I want to do that. That's just something that I feel that helps people understand where they are, and they're not alone on this issue, that government workers like our road crews, or it could be electrical teams, restoration teams are out there. They need to know that there are people out there. They're not alone. Someone's going to get to them.
And that's a great point to pause and say we'll be back here to deep dive more. You gave your kind of summary of the day in the life of, which is never a single day. So we'll deep dive more as we continue through our segments. That is Commissioner Dave Hall for Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. And back again with Holmes County Commissioner Dave Hall. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM's Focus Fridays. We've been learning about Commissioner Hall and kind of starting to dabble into the position of commissioner, which is a big position, hence why we're doing a double episode, because it's going to take us to some time to unpack, and I still don't think we're going to get the whole thing unpacked, because there's just a lot of stuff, and sometimes you don't think about it until you're like, hey, I'm doing this, and I should have mentioned this when I was talking to Melissa for Focus Fridays, and I forgot. I don't think I'm wrong there.
You're right, Melissa.
And we've lightly touched on the fact that the commissioners work closely with the state.
Yes, again, we are the extension of the state local. We do the duties of what the state passes law-wise. But also, we work with the state on budgets, their budget. And because we have to advocate what we see as best for dollars, there's a transportation budget that funds ODOT and all the way into Holmes County, those things. But also there's a capital bill budget that communities and entities try to go after. So the Board of Commissioners give a letter of recommendation to fund these projects. So the state, we're constantly monitoring a bill. Right now, I think they're at almost 1,000 bills. Ooh. just in this past year and a half. That's a lot of bills that you're constantly reading them.
And it's
saying,
not like they're a page.
No,
of those are like 100 page. The capital budget bill they just passed was 208 yes, pages.
And I read every page. And the thing
I skimmed.
You look at, well, I read it because I want to see what the other counties are getting.
Well, I was skimming through looking for places I recognize that are local.
but no, you're constantly saying, okay, what's this going to do? And the Board of Commissioners are always aware of what's happening. And we have to, because, as I say, we don't create the laws, but Columbus does. We can educate, but we can't legislate. And legislators, that's their job, and the governor, and sometimes they come out with some bills that are nasty. I've had to go down to Columbus and testify against some of these bills because they will change our world, and they sometimes in Columbus they'll cookie cutter. They want something to look like Cleveland. Do we want to be like Cleveland in Cuyahoga County? No.
Absolutely not.
Or they might want to say they want us to look like, another community.
Or they might not even realize what repercussions what they're doing has.
And they don't. And that's why you have to have a voice. You know, we have a great voice with our legislators, but a lot of times they want to hear from a county commissioner or another elected official saying, hey, this is not going to be good. I know all the other elected officials, they're monitoring these bills too, because their associations they're part of are going to be, they're going to say, hey, heads up, this might be good for Cleveland, but it may not be good for Holmes County. So that's the constant push you have to do, because when you're up against these big three C's in there, Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati, and they have the clout, you have to really fight hard and bear down to make sure that you're not getting a law that's going to upset the world and dictate Cleveland kind of government. And nothing against Cleveland, but when you see some of the messes and the challenges you have, usually the squeaky wheel, Cleveland gets the attention because they're trying to fix it. But when they try to fix something in a bill, they always create something that's a problem. We have to make sure we're advocates for the people of Holmes County and say, no, we do not need this. But then there's another part where you want a bill created. You want to get things done. And then it's a challenge of saying, okay, let's get all the rural state representatives together to advocate for a bill that needs change for our area. So many times when we get calls, one of the things someone says, what else do you do, Commissioner? And I'll say, well, I get a lot of calls from constituents saying, I have a problem. Well, usually the problem is a state office, a state-run entity, or a federal entity. So the commissioners are always linking them to what agency in Columbus or Washington it happens. So there's a lot of things we impact by just our voice or a letter of support in the budgetary side of it. And because the budget in Columbus impacts, I know we'll have another segment, our budget as county commissioners.
Yeah, well, I think we're going to get into that in week number two, because that's going to be a lot.
It will be.
But that's the great thing really about how our elected officials work, is you've got elected officials from all different areas where you have, as commissioners, someone you can go to, and they all have their voice talking. So it's not just the three C's speaking.
Yeah, and it's important you have that voice, and our county elected officials and all elected officials in this county have that strong voice. It could be a township association issue. It could be a county government issue. It could be a village where they're having struggles. As we work as a team, one voice for our county to talk to our legislators and our contacts to make sure that we're not being cut short and that other entities get our fair share.
Because sometimes not being the squeaky wheel, you got to squeak a little.
Yeah, and I think I do that really well with my my background of knowing. And those things, you over time, you gather respect from those people down there. And when you sign your name to something or you go down to testify, they give you that hey, he was a former legislator, let's listen. And so I'm able to carry many thousands of individuals' voices when I go to Columbus.
And we're going to go ahead and pause there, because I feel like we're getting ready to head into the federal portion of it. And we'll be back with that in our next segment with Commissioner Dave Hall. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. We continue our journey about learning what a county commissioner does and at least what Commissioner Hall does as a county commissioner here on Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM. in the last segment, we talked about your cooperation with the state, which is huge. It's very, very important. But you can't leave out the federal cooperation either, because you're still mandated by certain federal things, the FDA, the EPA, the IRS, yeah. All the big threes.
Yeah, I got to the point where we don't back down from them. But yeah, the issue, I mean, on the federal level, they do impact us. I mean, we have had recently a couple of situations where they wanted to close down the post offices. And yes, that's all federal. So we were getting calls saying, hey, they're going to close it down. We may relocate them somewhere else. Well, found out one of the relocations wasn't even in our county.
So, which makes no sense.
So Commissioner Miller, he had his contact with people in Washington. I had my contacts from being a federal director at the, past. And was able to, we were able to have meetings with businesses who were willing to help relocate, upgrade the certain post offices that were designated to be closed and moved or something else in that level. So that was one of the things we can be an advocate for, because the community needs those post offices, and that was almost an 80% it was going to be closed. They were already sending out to the community that we're shutting down, goodbye, we're going somewhere else, and we had to call all the way to the top on that one.
And that's where the feds don't understand how Holmes County works, and that's why you guys needed to be like, hey, pause a moment. This is what we do.
We paused. We asked to pause. We went up the food chain real quick in Washington, and Commissioner Miller, like I say, had his contacts. I had my contacts. We sat down with the stakeholders. We said, pause. Come into Holmes County and see what's actually happening and what they did. They didn't have a clue what was going on. They didn't understand that businesses would step up and say, oh yeah, we'll renovate and put you in here, the post office. So those things happen.
And we'll have it done in a week.
That's close to what I have. But that's what happened. I would say that doesn't happen too many times where you can stop federal government when their mind's already made.
Exactly.
And we were able to get a hold of our Congressman Balderson. Mm-hmm. He was an advocate. He and Javen worked together. Javen is his field guy up in this area. They communicated really well with us. And we were able to go and make a difference. That's just one of many things. We've had businesses who have been working, wanting to partner with the state on some programs. We were able to work with the businesses, make the connection to the federal level where they've expanded or even put a new facility up. And so we've looked at that and said, okay, that's something we can do, connect. And now, one of the things I see with us as commissioners, we're kind of the connector, mm-hmm, to federal and state, where we can say, here's what the county plan is, this is what our growth areas are on infrastructure, this is the opportunities here, and we kind of marry everyone up, where we say, okay, we see the needs, and we see the potential, now here you go, state or federal. And that's kind of a thing that allows us to say, okay, there's a growth a potential here, who do you talk to? And, with our experience, we're as a board, we can make the connection. And sometimes it won't work, but we'll also find out there may be another connector, not at the federal level, but at the state level. So knowing what's going on in the community and the growth we have in this county is to make sure that we have those connections to make that connection.
And we're, to people who aren't familiar with communities like ours, we are a very special, we talk about how special Holmes County is, yeah, and how different, and they don't understand how we, if you look at the numbers, it doesn't fit on how we are successful at certain things, because they only know the numbers from their city life, and they've never seen how our rural way of doing things fits.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, that's where most, I would say, bureaucrats they're sitting in an office, a granite office, and they don't know our way of what we wanted and what our challenges are and what our opportunities are. So they don't know. What they don't know, they then push up the legislative process to get it passed. Our job is to make sure they're educated on what we're doing, how we're doing, and our challenges. We all have challenges. Most counties, all counties have their challenges, but I think there's more opportunities in Holmes County than most counties. So,
field trip to Holmes County for all congressmen.
No. Don't make me stay up at night and listen and dream about that one. But
they need to learn something today.
But it is something that, you know, we have a different kind of economy, and we do tell the state and fed tell our story with other people who tell the story. The chamber, others do a great job of saying, here's what we do. We basically have to deal with the infrastructure, and that's something we can talk about a little later then.
We've got plenty of more segments as we're doing a double episode here with Commissioner Hall. And we're going to take a quick pause here. We've got one more segment this week to discuss things, and then we'll be back again next week as well. This is Commissioner Dave Hall for Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick for Focus Fridays on WKLM. And we're back for the last segment this week. As I've mentioned, we're doing 2 weeks with Commissioner Dave Hall. I'm Melissa Patrick with Focus Fridays here on WKLM. And we talked about your collaboration with state government and federal government. And you also collaborate with our local governments, like the townships, the villages.
Yes, Melissa, we have a partnership with it. We work together when there's potential grant funding for communities of Millersburg, Kilbuck, Holmesville, Nashville, and Glenmont. Those are our incorporated villages. They have their own home. It's called home rule. They're the government in themselves. The county cannot go over and dictate what they do. That's a council and a mayor. And that process is that they reach out to us. If there's maybe we can sign a letter of support to get funding. You see the water project in Nashville. Water tank and everything else, we were able to help support and pass through a grant helping them out.
And the sidewalks in Millersburg that are coming this summer.
And there's a lot of things that are happening in community. You look at Kilbuck and their project that I just drove through Kilbuck. It's starting to come along. I see excitement. I actually just found out the sweet shop will have a new owner that they're pushing to. They're looking forward to the bicycle traffic and things like that. But other communities like Holmesville, working on with them, partnering with the potential of some funding, they were able to acquire the old elementary school up there, which they're doing some exciting things up there. We also then partner with them, a lot of those communities, incorporated villages, with bed tax dollars. But we do bed tax dollars. We partner with the villages and other communities on bed tax dollars, getting those out for festivals, events that brings people into the county, allows us to increase our revenue, which we'll talk next day on segment, on next Friday, on that segment. But also the townships, when they're working with the county engineer, can they receive higher public works funds? And so working with them and the communities that are impacted on challenges with roads, bridges, those kind of projects.
Because we do take care of all the bridges. That is the county engineer. We talked about that with Chris Young. Yeah. And
and Chris works really well with the townships. I go to their quarterly township meeting with all the trustees, so we work with that. And a lot of the difference is that we cannot do certain things in those incorporated villages. That's their job. They're required to do their infrastructure, sewer and water. But if you're unincorporated, the Ohio EPA says, county, you are the front people. You have to fund unincorporated entities no matter what. We are going to dictate how you fund that. When I first came in as a commissioner, back in the late 90s, the county was in a lawsuit because we weren't doing that. And then eventually in the courts, they said, you will now be required to mandate because it's an unincorporated village or area. It's on the lap of the county to fund those projects. And sewer is one of the most challenging things we have to deal with.
But you've been very successful in what you've done so far.
Yes, we have. We've actually received a lot of federal and state funding on those things. So we were able to expand and grow. The frustration is as a county commissioner, is we have to back off when it comes into a village because we do not, rules of Ohio and the laws of Ohio and the Constitution of Ohio does not tell the county cannot dictate what happens. So we can assist, but we can't.
I mean,
can't control, which shouldn't. I mean, if an incorporated village, they have the right to elect their people, and we respect that. So, but we can help them get the grant funding, you know, both letters or a call to Columbus or Washington. We do that really well.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
It is, and having the communication and cooperation of and knowing we held a big grant conference about 2 years ago where we brought in stakeholders and everyone who we were able to connect them to. And that's, again, like I said before, connecting, bringing people together. And you had the federal funders, you had the state funders, then you had organizations like the Muskingum Watershed District and other groups out there that were able to connect with our trustees, with our villages.
Which we learned about last week about Muskingum Watershed.
Yes, yes. And those things you look at is you have the opportunity to say, okay, here's a project needing funded in these communities. Here's funding that's potentially available. Let's see if we can make it happen.
And on that note, I think we're at a good place to pause for this week. And we've got a lot more to discuss in next week's episode where we do round two with Commissioner Dave Hall. Really going to grill him as we continue through, but to really help people understand as a commissioner what you're doing. You're not just sitting in there on your Monday morning meeting and then bouncing out and not doing nothing.
Well, it's good to be here, Melissa, and I look forward to meeting you for our next round of talk.
That was Holmes County Commissioner Dave Hall for WKLM's Focus Fridays. I'm Melissa Patrick. Focus Fridays has been brought to you by
Hobbins Insurance, Holmes Siding, Rohde's IGA, Millersburg Electric, Pomerine Hospital, MRV Siding, and Millersburg Tire.
Make sure to tune in next week for the second week of our interview with Commissioner Dave Hall. And if you miss any of our episodes of Focus Friday, you can go to the website, WKLMFM.com, click on the Focus Friday icon, and then click on the episode that you missed from there. Focus Fridays happens each Friday in the 9 a.m. hour after hometown news and the Ion weather forecast. In our next episode of Focus Fridays, we hit round two with Commissioner Dave Hall to continue learning about what a commissioner does here in Holmes County. It's all right here on your hometown radio, 95.3 WKLM.